From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama today urged Congress to resolve the impasse that's led to the partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration.
This is a lose-lose-lose situation that can be easily solved if Congress gets back into town and does its job.
The shutdown leaves 4,000 FAA employees without a paycheck, possibly until lawmakers return in September. More than 200 airport construction projects are on hold, putting tens of thousands more out of work. We'll hear from some of those workers in a few moments. But first, NPR's Brian Naylor joins me to sort through just who is affected and what's behind this fight. Brian, hi.
Hi, Melissa.
The FAA, Brian, is in charge of the safety of civil aviation. Let's talk about who is affected by this shutdown and who's not.
Well, who's not affected first? The air traffic controllers and the control towers and the radar centers across the country are not affected. But there are about 4,000, as you said, who are off the job, and they're in a variety of different positions. They're engineers, electric technicians, auditors, accountants. One of the big things that the FAA has been trying to do in recent years is modernize the air traffic control system from a 1940s radar-based system to one that's based on satellite and GPS navigation. So all the folks who are working on that project are not working on that project right now.
Well, here's a group that is being furloughed. There are about 40 people around the country, airport safety inspectors, not inspecting aircraft, but airports. And the FAA administrator says they're being asked to work without being paid, to travel on their own dime.
That's right. And I think it's a testament to their willingness to do this, that they're going out and inspecting airports and runways and doing that using their own credit card rather than a government credit card, with the reassurance that they will be reimbursed at the end of all this.
Now, the partial shutdown also means, Brian, that the FAA can't collect ticket tax revenues. Why not, and how much money is at stake there?
Well, it's amazing, you know, if you ever look at the fine print on your ticket, how much the government collects in federal air transportation excise taxes. A 7.5% base tax, there's a $3.70 tax for each takeoff and landing. If you fly abroad, there's a couple of other taxes. And so the government says it all adds up to about $60 in taxes that are collected on a $300 ticket. And so that's all money that's not being collected. The government says it adds up to about $30 million a day. Over the course of this thing, if it's not settled in September, that adds up to over $1 billion.
Wow. Brian, there are a couple of issues behind this impasse in Congress, and one of them has to do with subsidies to rural airports. What's going on there?
Well, it's called the Essential Air Service Program, and what it does is provide a per-passenger subsidy to make it possible for airlines to serve some of these smaller regional airports. It costs about $160 million a year. What the House has talked about doing is rolling back some of those subsidies. What they've done in a temporary extension is roll them back for some of the airports that are in some of the key Democratic leaders' states. And so that's caused the ire of Democratic senators who say that you're singling us out to make a point.
And there is a bigger issue, too, and that has to do with labor unions.
Right. One of the reasons why Congress has been approving a series of temporary reauthorizations rather than a big multi-year bill is because of a couple of disputes. One of them has been about unions. Last year, something called the National Mediation Board ruled that unions who are trying to organize airline employees would only need a majority vote of those voting in determining whether to join a union. Now, in the past, it was the rule that those who didn't vote were considered no votes, but the mediation board overturned that, and so Republicans now want to overrule that. And Democrats are having none of it.
So the impasse goes on. President Obama today was saying, look, Congress doesn't even need to come back to vote to resolve this. What does he mean?
Well, it could be resolved if either the Senate backed down or the House backed down, or they passed a bill that got approval from both the Republican and Democratic Party leaders in each the House and the Senate, and it could be kind of done by what's called unanimous consent. But the chances of that, I would say, are slim to none.
Okay. NPR's Brian Naylor, thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.